You're listening to SBS News.
The UN's atomic watchdog is making urgent calls for a security zone to be established around Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Recent shelling at the site has caused damage and raised alarm, according to the inspection report released on Tuesday. Ukraine and Moscow continue to blame each other for the attacks. The International Atomic Energy Agency says there is an urgent need for demilitarisation to prevent a nuclear accident from happening at the Russian-occupied site. Addressing the Security Council, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate end to fighting at or near the plant.
As a first step, Russian and Ukrainian forces must commit not to engage in any military activity towards the plant site or from the plant site. Zaporizhia facility and its surroundings must not be a target or a platform for military operations. As a second step, an agreement on a demilitarized perimeter should be secured. Specifically, that would include a commitment by Russian forces to withdraw all military personnel and equipment from that perimeter, and the commitment by Ukrainian forces not to move into it.
Just hours after calls for demilitarization, there were reports of shelling by Russian forces in the city of Enerhoda, home to the Zaporizhia power plant. The IAEA team have detailed damage to the building that houses new nuclear fuel and the solid radioactive waste storage facility. But there was no sign of nuclear material missing. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi directly witnessed the damage. He expressed concern over the potential for a catastrophic incident and called for return to normal operations at the plant.
The physical attack, wittingly or unwittingly, the hits that this facility has received and that I could personally see and assess together with my experts is simply unacceptable. We are playing with fire, and something very, very catastrophic could take place.
Ukraine's representative to the UN, Sergei Kislytsa, echoed concerns over security threats revealed from the site's inspection.
Preparation of the visit and ensuing developments have revealed that the occupying power is willing to further engage in nuclear terrorism and spare no effort to misuse the IAEA for manipulative purposes.
The head of Ukraine's state nuclear energy company said what is really required is deoccupation of the plant, but the UN mandate does not extend this power. Petro Kotin said concern for security must look towards a serious intention to resolve the escalating situation.
So we need results from this mission, actually. And this result should be just resolving, in the best case, the resolving of the whole situation, just the occupation, you know. If not, then we must have some kind of viable results from this mission. So the staying of inspectors in there permanently and maybe increase the presence of these inspectors on site would be very beneficial.
But Russia continues to firmly deny any responsibility for the attacks. Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebensia, insists the source of the shelling was not directly identified in the report.
It's important that you, with your own eyes, could see that thanks to cooperation between the staff of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and the Russian armed forces who are protecting the station, the power plant is functioning normally and there are no internal threats to its security. You've had a very excellent opportunity to see that the only threat is created by the shellings and sabotage from the Ukrainian armed forces.
But UN representatives widely dispelled notions of Russia safeguarding the plant. According to the inspection report, workers are currently experiencing constant high stress and pressure, as UK representative to the UN, Barbara Woodward, described.
The report also confirms the immense stress and pressure under which the brave Ukrainian staff at this plant are operating. They are no longer workers, but hostages being held at gunpoint. By choosing to invade a nuclear power plant and putting Zaporizhia in the crossfire, Russia is playing roulette with nuclear safety.
Meanwhile, partisan activity is increasing in Ukraine, especially in the occupied southern parts, where there is a more coordinated counter-offensive. The citizen-led Free Ukraine Resistance Movement are collaborating with the military to provide information about Russian forces and the situation in the occupied territories. Russia, meanwhile, is being forced to buy military equipment from North Korea as they continue to suffer from a string of international sanctions. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.